Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking, and bringing you my visits that I have to children all over the world. As I sit on their bedside table and talk to them and share with them. Last night, I was visiting with Anita, and Anita was a happy girl. And her brother Brian, her sister Ingeborg, and her sister Ellen were all sitting around, and they were talking together, and they said, "Mr. Candle, why is it Mommy and Daddy argue all the time? What can I do?" "Why do Mommy and Daddy argue all the time, Mr. Candle? What can I do?" And I said, "Well, what would you like to happen with your Mommy and Daddy?" "What do you mean, what would I like to happen? I'd like to see them not argue all the time. Not argue. I don't want to see them arguing all the time." "Well, Anita, if you say that's what you don't want, then you're telling me that's what you do want, because that's all you're thinking about. Now, Anita, what do you want?" "Well, Mr. Candle, I want them to be loving. I want them to say nice things to each other. I don't want them to argue anymore." "Oh, Mr. Candle, Brian is so unhappy, and he's only three, and he hears Mommy and Daddy arguing all the time, and he thinks to himself, why? And Ingeborg and Ellen, they're older, but they still say why, and they don't understand. Why, Mr. Candle, can you help us?" "Well, Anita, I know that that can be distressing to Brian and to Ingeborg and to Ellen and yourself. But Anita, here's what you do. Here's what you do. Do you love your Mommy and Daddy?" "Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He got the most wonderful Mommy and Daddy in the world." "Well, now, why do you think they argue?"
"I don't know."
"Well, they argue because we call it arguing. Now, did you ever think of saying to your Mommy and Daddy in your heart, did you ever think of saying to your Mommy and Daddy, 'Mommy and Daddy, you're wonderful. You love each other. You always say loving things to each other. You're always saying loving things to—' But Mr. Candle, they don't do that." That's my point. Can you say they always say loving things to each other, even when they don't, to sort of mentally help you to see them doing those things you'd like them to do?
"Oh, Mr. Candle, that's sot stuff. That, how can I, that's only what I wish, and how could it ever be what I wish? And Mr. Candle, that doesn't work that way."
"Well, now, Anita, did you ever want to have a pretty dress?"
"Oh, yes, of course.
I want one right now, because I'm going to go to school next week, and I want a pretty dress to wear to school." "Well, did you think about the dress?"
"Oh, yes."
"And when you thought about the dress, what did you think?"
"Well, I thought I could see myself wearing that lovely dress, and it's a beautiful dress. And you know what happened? Mommy took me to the store, and she said, 'Okay, sweetheart, what dress would you like?' And she showed me the rack of dresses there, and then I said, 'I want this one,' which is just the one that I had in my mind, just the one that I was dreaming about. And Mommy bought it for me. And I said, 'Oh, thank you, Mommy, thank you, thank you, thank you.'"
"Well, Anita, what did you do before you got the dress?"
"I dreamed I had the dress.
I thought I had the dress. I saw myself wearing the dress, and I was thinking, 'Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.'" "Well, now, your Mommy and Daddy seem to be arguing, and you don't like that. Now, your Mommy and Daddy don't have a lovely dress to wear. Now, how are they going to get the lovely dress?"
"Well, they're going to see themselves wearing the lovely dress." "But Daddy doesn't wear a dress. You know that, Mr. Candle."
"I'm just using an illustration now." Ingeborg spoke up and says, I can see you're using an illustration, Mr. Cannell. You go right ahead. I'll help Anita understand this. Okay, Ingeborg, you help Anita understand. So, now just imagine your mommy and daddy wanting to have the ability to say lovely things to each other, to say happy things to each other. Now, what would you do? Well, I would, oh, Mr. Candle, I know what you're doing. What am I doing? You're getting me to see how I got my new dress, and you're getting me to see how Mommy and Daddy can say lovely things to each other all the time. Say sweet nothings to each other. They love each other. And they do love each other. I know they love each other, but they're always talking loud and talking about things that are not very nice. Well, today, Anita, you can think of your mommy and daddy as always thinking lovely things, just like you do. Now, what lovely thing would you like your mommy and daddy to think? Well, I'd like to think that they love each other. Do they love each other? Oh, yes, they do. Well, then see them loving each other. That's not so bad. Now, what else would you like to see them doing? Well, I'd like to see Daddy bring home a flower for Mommy once in a while. Well, see that happening. That's not so hard. Just see Daddy bringing home some lovely gift or flower or whatever to Mom, and that Mommy loves it and loves it. And, oh, she just melts. And see Daddy wanting to help Mommy around the house sometimes, and see Daddy wanting to do things that make Mommy happy, and Mommy wanting to do things that make Daddy happy. See that. Can you see that? Oh, yes, Mr. Cannell, I can see it. I can see lots of things. I can see, oh, my goodness, I can see so many things. That's right, Anita. You can see so many things. Brian, what do you think of that? Yeah, that's good. That's good. I can see that, too. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. I can see that. Brian, you're 3 years old and you're acting like you're 12. Well, I have older sisters, and my older sisters are always helping me think good stuff and good ways and happy ways. And I'm happy. Oh, I like it. Do you see your mommy and daddy happy? Oh, yeah, they're happy all the time. Do you see them arguing? No. Well, if your sisters see them arguing, how come you don't see them arguing? Because I love everybody so much, and I love everybody all the time, and I am so happy all the time. I haven't got time to see anybody arguing or anybody unhappy. Well, weren't you kind of unhappy that your mom and daddy were arguing with each other? No, not at all. What do you mean, not at all? Brian, you're 3 years old. Where'd you get all this? Well, I talked to you before, Mr. Candle, and you know that. And when I talked to you, I told you I wanted to be a happy boy. And you told me, if I want to be a happy boy, I have to be a happy boy. I'm happy in everything I do. I'm happy in everything I see. Even in things that I don't understand, I'm happy in it. And pretty soon I understand everything. And then everything works out. You mean like your mommy and daddy are loving and gentle to each other all the time? Yes, Mr. Candle. Yes, that's exactly it. Brian, you're amazing. Now, Anita, do you understand what Brian said? Yeah, I should have been doing it myself all the time, too. I was joining in my unhappiness in them. Now, I'm going to join in my happiness with them and watch and see how fantastic it is going to be and how great it's going to be. Wow, 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 Mr. Candle, I'm so happy. Well, Anita, whenever you have a question about anything at all, you ask me. I may not have the right answer for you, but I'll tell you of how other children work these problems out, how other children solve these dilemmas of life that were so terrible and so heavy, and they just began loving themselves and loving themselves and loving themselves, and pretty soon they were loving everybody in their world, and pretty soon everything was working out just right. Oh, Mr. Candle, you are so wonderful. Mr. Candle, I love you, I love you, I love you. Okay, thank you. I love you too. So, well, Brian, Anita, Ingeborg, Ellen, you're not paying attention. Pay attention now, Ellen. The Sandman is coming. He's bringing his pixie dust and he's going to sprinkle it all over you. Better jump into bed now and call your mommy and daddy and say, Mommy, Daddy, come here. I want to love you and hug you and kiss you and think such happy thoughts about you. And Mommy and Daddy come rushing in to their children to think, what's going on? And the children surround them with their love, hug them and snuggle them and tell them how much they love them. And pretty soon Mommy and Daddy are smiling and laughing and happy with the happiest family in the world. And boys and girls, time for me to take off now, so I'll see you again another time. And just know that this is Mr. Candle speaking, and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.